This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus, in for Carmen Wong-Ulrich. So a friend says, hey, let's go to that cool new restaurant. What you hear is, let's go to that new ultra-expensive cool new restaurant. You want to go, but you look at your bank account and you know you shouldn't. We've all been there, having to make hard decisions when our friends have more money than we do. Fortunately, we have a guide.
My name is Samantha Scharf, and I'm a reporter with Forbes. I cover personal finance for young people, and I live in New York City. I'm really drawn to stories about the way we interact with money and the way it impacts our daily lives, the way we feel about things. And this is something that everyone deals with. So having less money than your friends can become very awkward or challenging if you let it. And the key is not letting it. One of my favorite points that a manners expert I spoke to had was that the best etiquette is living within your means. This was a woman named Jody Smith, and her feeling is that etiquette is anything that impacts your interaction with other people. So I think the first step is keeping that in mind, that you're not going to be able to have a natural and fun interaction with your friends if you're trying to outspend yourself. On a more practical level, she also talks about something called preemptive etiquette. And that's the idea of staying ahead of it. Be the friend in the know. Be the person who knows about the great pizza place where you can get a $2 slice. If you love art, be the person who knows the nights the museum is open late and free. If you stay ahead of it and you're able to recommend these more frugal activities, you can control what you're spending. And everyone likes to save money. And deals like that can, even if you don't need them, can be novel and fun. Sometimes you're going to have to say no. It is not fun, but people have to say no for all sorts of different reasons. Your saying no isn't necessarily going to be a red flag that you don't have money if it's something that you want to keep personal. But it's also about knowing the friends you can talk about it with. So if it's someone you're close to and they're recommending a dinner that you simply can't fathom affording, tell them. You should never go into debt in order to have a fun night out. Know how much money you have. By knowing where it's going, you can control it, and you can look at a spending opportunity and know whether you have that money's there.
Be sure to check out Samantha's article in Forbes. It's called A Tale of Two Incomes.